brought to him one possessed, blind and mute. He healed him. And the man both spoke and saw. Multitudes were overcome with wonder. Could this be the promised son of David?
But when the Pharisees heard of the healing,
they gathered with one purpose in their hearts. This fellow does not cast out devils,
except by Beelzebub, the prince of devils.
They saw the spirits work with their own eyes and named the holy power unclean. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided.
How then shall his kingdom ever stand?
But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has overtaken you.
Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him.
But whoever speaks justified.
By your words you shall be condemned. They mocked him as a man and called him mad. They spoke against the flesh that Mary bore.
Father, forgive them,
for they know not what they do.
A word against the Son of Man
may still be pardoned and forgiven.
Paul obtained mercy, though a blasphemer,
because he acted ignorantly in unbelief.
But these learned doctors of the law
took counsel how they might destroy him.
They knew the Torah, prophets, and the Psalms.
They saw the signs performed before their eyes.
This was not ignorance or passing doubt,
not careless speech from someone seeking life.
They knowingly attributed God's own word Beelzebub, the prince of devils.
Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him.
But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit,
it shall
be justified.
By your words you shall be condemned.
For sins committed ignorantly, the offering was given under law.
He shall be forgiven.
He shall be forgiven. But he who acted with a high and knowing hand reproached Yahweh and despised his word.
That person would be cut off.
No sacrifice was given for that sin.
Mercy for the ignorant.
Judgment for the ones who knew.
The difference was not merely what was spoken. The difference was the heart from which it came. Make the tree good and make its fruit good, or make the tree corrupt, its fruit corrupt. For every tree is known by its fruit.
Out of the heart's abundance, the mouth speaks.
A generation of vipers being evil, how can you speak what is righteous and good? For every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account in judgment. Out of the heart's abundance,
the mouth speaks.
Help!
with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me
scatters abroad.